Good afternoon, and welcome to the Toronto Argonauts Season Preview Conference Call. Your host for today is Mr. Lucas Barrett. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Paul. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Toronto Argonauts Season Preview Conference Call. On the call today, we have General Manager Jim Popp, Head Coach Mark Trestman, and Quarterback Ricky Ray. To begin the call today, we're going to have two opening statements from Jim and Mark, and then we will continue with the Q&A portion of the call. I'd like to pass over the line to Jim Popp.
Thank you, Lucas. On behalf of the Toronto Argonauts, Coach Mark Trestman, Ricky Ray, and myself, I thank you for joining us today. Since being hired on February 28th, Mark and I have been extremely busy preparing for the season. We have accomplished a lot of great things which make us very confident in where we are as a football team heading into training camp. During the past couple months, we've been able to put together an outstanding coaching staff that we're very proud of. We believe will be a great group of teachers and leaders and that our players will be excited to play for. We've reviewed our entire roster. There's been several changes. We've added several key free agents to the mix by trading for S.J. Green. We've went out and signed Jeff Fuller, Khalil Payton, J. Michael Dean, Peter Diakowski, Jeff Matthews, Cleon Lang, Alan Michael Cash, Winston Venable, which will be valuable parts along with Johnny Sears, Rico Murray, to, you know, some real foundation guys that have been here, and Chris Van Zyl, McEwen, Coombs, obviously Ricky Ray, Drew Willie coming over last year, Sean Lemon, Jermaine Gabriel. We just feel like we got a great foundation here. We're going to continue to work, see what we have when we get to camp, but heading into camp, we're feeling pretty good. Mini camp went great in Florida this year at IMG. Mark and his staff did an outstanding job getting the guys prepped. They came in. They were true professionals, and we were very happy when we left there after 3 days of what we had coming back to training camp. Obviously, we just recently had the CFL draft, and we've been able to acquire some key components of what we were looking for. We were very happy with our first pick in Mason Woods. Going off of that, leading into the later rounds, we're in need of some depth, especially in our special teams, and we feel like we've really added some depth and key players to be able to compete in training camp. I'll turn this over to Coach Trestman at this point.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Ricky, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Coach. How are you?
Very good. Just to add to Jim, you know, and my take on things is what I saw at the mini camp down in Florida. You know, really enjoyed being with the players. They were compliant. They were enthusiastic. They were very, very coachable. I enjoyed watching the interaction between our new coaching staff and our players, and the way we went through the learning process during the mini camp. It was, you know, throwing and catching in shorts and teaching in the classroom and on the field. And I really liked you know, what went on, and I think I could just close this this opening statement by saying exactly what I said to our players. This is going to be an extremely highly competitive training camp. There's no doubt about it. We got a lot of guys that are coming to camp, bar none, that certainly are capable of playing in this league. I don't think we're bringing anybody into camp who we don't think can compete and impact our football team. And for that, we know we can't keep them all. So we see it as being a highly, highly competitive camp, and I think we're all excited about that as coaches and as players.
Lucas, you feel free to open up for Q&A now, please.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone line. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift the handset before making a selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And if at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. So please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register. And we thank you for your patience. The first question is from Bill Beacon from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yeah, hi. The question is for Mark. I just wonder, you coached Anthony Calvillo in Montreal, and now you have Ricky Ray, who, you know, the two of them were great competitors at one point. And what do you see as the similarities, and what do you think of starting in Toronto with such a veteran like that?
Well, certainly, I feel very, very fortunate to have come on board with a player of the caliber of Ricky Ray. You know, as with Anthony Calvillo, you know, Ricky has proven himself over the years to be a great leader, an emotionally intelligent leader, a highly accurate passer, and winner. And so, you know, I feel very fortunate to have that opportunity. I think there are a lot of similarities going in. And as I've already said, I'm very excited to get started and enjoy the initial stages of a growing relationship and teaching relationship with Ricky down in Florida. And I'm excited to get started in the weeks to come.
Thank you. If I have one for Jim Popp, Jim, a lot of people in Montreal feel that you are raiding your old team or bringing a lot of players from Montreal to Toronto. Is that just because you know these guys or are people overblowing it?
Well, Bill, I think that's happened out of Montreal for years. There's always been good players, and teams have taken guys that either they've chose not to keep and or we've traded for, but ones that have become available either through free agency that weren't signed or because they've let them go. If I feel like there's a place for them here in Toronto, then we pick them up because we know their ability and what they may have to offer in a spot where we may need some help.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press *1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is for the coach and the general manager. If they could each take a kind of run at it, or whichever one wants to, could you kind of go through your quarterbacks and on your roster and describe kind of where everybody fits? Who's the quarterback of the now? Who do you see as maybe your quarterback of the future, et cetera?
Well, I've only had a brief introduction to the players, to the quarterbacks, and that was down in Florida. Obviously, my most familiarity is with Ricky because I watched him play for 5 years. And as I've already said, I'm really excited to have the opportunity to coach him. I was also very much impressed with the three young players that we have behind him. I thought, and I've only seen all of them in person. I haven't seen them on tape. And I was not only impressed with them, you know, throwing the football on the field, but also in the classroom, their level of football intelligence, their diligence, their attention to detail. They all were very similar. I think Ricky would agree with that in terms of you've got three other guys in Drew and in Jeff and in Cody who certainly love the game. It's important to them. Details are important to them. They love to learn. They're enthusiastic about learning and growing as quarterbacks. And I think all of them feel lucky to have Ricky as to set the tone and set an example for them. So Jim probably has a little more familiarity with the three other guys than I do, but I'm certainly excited as well to, spend more time with them and develop them as we move along.
Yeah, Jim, if you don't mind, specifically, Drew Willie, can you just talk about them and kind of where you see his role this season?
Well, again, we're going to go into this thing. We know Ricky Ray is our number one quarterback, and so he should be because of everything he's done. And, you know, Drew was brought in last year, and, you know, having a new coach, a new system to work in, along with Jeff Matthews coming over for the opportunity, having Fajardo here, you know, we have Marcus Brady that's returning to this staff who's worked with all four guys. We've listened to his feedback. We've taken a look at them during mini camp, and now we're going to get them in pads through and get throw this whole system at them. Now, from my view, you know, I followed several of these guys coming through college, NCAA, to their career in the CFL. Everybody's had a roller coaster at some point. They've been up and down, been the star player, or has been the starter, and won games as starter. So I think we have a great crew of quarterbacks that Mark has to work with. And as he said, they were impressive. And now we'll get them in that setting. And, you know, the cards will fall where they do. Whoever performs, whoever does the best. And then we got to do an evaluation, not just how they do at the moment, but what their future is. But from the talent to the type of people we would love to have at that position, they fit the mold, and now we just got to see how they shake out.
Philosophically, Jim, do you like the idea of a veteran backup who you know you can lean on like Drew?
Well, I know Drew Willey has performed extremely high in this league. I know Jeff Matthews has those abilities to do it, and I've seen him step in while he was in Hamilton. Fajardo is an up-and-coming guy that's a tremendous athlete that can be used in roles and is only going to get better. When they're all sitting behind Ricky Ray or you have Mark Trestman to learn from, which I watched in Montreal, him get the best out of all the guys and have a veteran coordinator and quarterback coach in Marcus Brady, we've got a great chance when we have veteran players.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Frédéric Daigle from La Presse Canadienne. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Things in the CFL turn around very quickly. Last year, the Argos were out of the playoffs. Either Mark or Jim, do you see 2017 as a transition year, or will you establish your game plan and all that, or do you see yourself competing for Eastern Division title right away?
I don't think I've ever gone into a season where on paper and having an off season looking at people that I don't think we have a chance of winning the Eastern Division. I think we've got as good a chance as anybody. You know, when you look at a team from year to year to year, it's probably never as good when it's good as it appears to be, and it's never as bad as it appears to be. What I found out quickly here, and what I knew before I took this job, that the foundation, there's a good foundation of players here. There is a good foundation of people in this organization. And sometimes it just takes a little tweak or something to change to get it going in the right direction. And that's how quickly things can change from one side to another. And so, you know, we're going to build things from the ground floor. We're trying to do everything the right way. You got to have a little luck along the way. But I think the foundation is here. And if we can grab a little bit of that luck and we mold them in the direction that we feel we can, then we're going to have a great chance to be extremely competitive.
Mark, anything you want to add to that?
I don't have anything to add. I can't think that far in advance. We're just trying to be the best football team we can today. That's how we look at it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Mark Steven from CHQR Radio in Calgary. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to ask Coach Trestman about coming back into the league, what it's been like. Has there been any changes, any trends, any new things, any different things, you know, after sort of 5 years away from the day-to-day excitement of putting together a CFL roster?
Well, there was like 5 questions in that one question. Really, I just kind of approach it day-to-day. You know, we got a calendar in place. We got a good plan. We're just trying to execute our plan. And, you know, there's some new rules, obviously. There's some things that have come up. Certainly, we've addressed them all with our staff, and we'll continue to address them with our players. But, no, it's been, you know, extremely smooth up until this point in terms of getting to know our players and working through our mini camps, and Jim and his staff doing a great job of bringing in players through the draft and free agency. So we really had a, you know, it's been just a lot of fun just putting these things together on a daily basis. We've got, you know, great support from Mike and Sarah and Jamie here in the office and their staff, and, you know, ownership is giving us the things we need and providing us with the resources that we need to be able to do our job on a daily basis, and we're embracing that and working every day to try to get our football team better.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Bill Beacon from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Oh yeah, hi. It's for Ricky, right? I just wonder what your feeling is about the changes that the team made in, you know, from the coaching and general manager point of view, after competing against, you know, Mark Trestman and Jim Popp's team for 5 years in one stretch there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm very excited to be a part of, the Argonauts this year and all the changes that you've seen happen over the offseason. I'm really excited about the direction of the football team and the organization. Just playing against Jim for so many years. I mean, Montreal was always one of the better teams in the league, and just admired, the talent level of their teams and how successful they were year in and year out. And, when Mark got there, it was no different. I mean, they were competing every year and, just so well prepared, so well disciplined as a team, and that led to a lot of their success out there. So, I'm very fortunate, to have these two guys to play under this year with all their experience and success, in this league. And, I've still got a lot to learn, even at my age, been around football a long time, but you're always learning from year to year. And, I'm definitely excited to learn their philosophies and, all the details and different things that they're going to coach and implement, with the Argos this year. So I'm definitely very excited about, all the changes in the direction of the football team.
You get the sense, like the previous question, that you guys can compete for a division title or even a Grey Cup right away, even with so many changes this year?
Well, I mean, just to kind of briefly or kind of give an answer for that is I've seen a lot of things happen in the CFL throughout my career. I've seen, teams turn it around, very quickly, from year to year. So definitely everything's possible. But like Coach says, I mean, we just got to worry about it, one day at a time. I think everybody's goal is to, compete for a division and, compete for a championship. But, how are we going to do that? What's going to put us in the best position? And kind of looking ahead, you can only win the Grey Cup game when you're playing in the Grey Cup game. So we're just going to focus on, every day getting better and doing the things that we need to do to be the best football team we can be at the time. And, we'll deal with the future when it comes.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I'm now like to turn the meeting back to Mr. Barrett.
Thanks, Paul. We have Jim, Mark, and Ricky for a few more minutes here. Is there any other additional questions? If you could please, Paul, if you could please go through the process of asking a question.
Lucas, Jamie Dykstra here. I was going to throw it to Jim Popp, who's going to make an announcement quickly.
Yes, I just want to make an announcement. We haven't publicly said this, but we did sign a deal to have training camp at York University. It's a first-class facility that we felt was best for our organization. It keeps us in the community and very happy to stay within the Toronto vicinity. Looking very much forward to having this partnership and have as many fans as possible to come out and watch us over the course of the next 3 weeks.
Thank you. So once again, on the telephone lines, please press *1 for any questions. The next question is from Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead.
Hi, this one's for Ricky. Just wondering if you know how, what the relationship is like between you and Drew, and can a veteran like you still learn something from a not quite as veteran a guy like Drew?
Yeah, I mean, Drew and I are you know, really good. We get along really well. I think we have a great group of quarterbacks this year with Jeff and Cody as well. And, you know, just down in minicamp spending, you know, 3 days together, you know, it's going to be a fun year for us. And, you know, hopefully we can all kind of teach each other stuff and learn from each other. But, yeah, once Drew got here last year, I mean, he's very, you know, very good teammate. He's open-minded. You know, he asks questions. You know, he wants to learn from you. And hopefully that's the environment that we can kind of create this year, is that we're all out there to help each other out and make this football team the best that it can. And, you know, regardless of who's out there, you know, who's playing or who's doing what, we're all kind of the eyes for each other and trying to get the most out of each other. So I'm excited about the group, like I said, and looking forward to, you know, working with all of them.
You and Drew both seem like very laid-back personalities. How competitive is the football part as far as getting on the field?
Yeah, I mean, his personality is a little bit similar to mine in that sense. You know, we're both pretty laid-back kind of guys. I mean, it doesn't mean that we're not competitive or, you know, fiery. We just maybe not show it as much as other people. But, yeah, I mean, we're all out there competing. We're trying to – the approach that I've always taken is that you know, I'm just trying to compete and, you know, do the best that I can. And when I'm out there, you know, hopefully they're rooting for me. And if I'm not out there, I'm rooting for them. You know, we just want to see the team do well. And, you know, I'm not playing against Drew or Jeff or Cody. You know, I'm playing against myself and playing against, you know, the opponent and the defense and trying to do my best. So, you know, we're all going to go in there and compete hard, and, you know, everybody's going to compete like they're the starter and, you know, and be ready, you know, if their chance comes.
And last thing for you, Ricky, I think, you know, some people would have counted you out already a year, two, three ago. How do you compare to the Ricky Ray in his prime? And do you still have something to prove?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're always trying to prove to your teammates and your coaches and, you know, even to yourself, you know, that you can go out there and compete at a high level. I think, you know, there's never a day where you're relaxed and you've got it figured out and you don't need to do anything to improve. I think, you know, you're always trying to find a way to get better, do something a little bit better, trying to be a better leader, trying to, you know, throw a better ball on this route or make a better read. So it's been a continuous kind of journey or way to always get better. So that's kind of been my approach. And I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I think it's hard to compare yourself to different years throughout your career. And, you know, hopefully I can come out and compete at a high level and play better than I ever have before. And, you know, that's what I'm shooting for, is to just be the best that I can for this football team and help them out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Morgan Campbell from the Toronto Star. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hey, guys. This question is for Ricky. Ricky, the last time we saw you here in Toronto at the end of the 2016 season, you sounded really kind of ambivalent about coming back. I'll read the quote, and your quote says, I'm open to all sorts of different scenarios. I need some time, and I'm going to think about it and see what those scenarios could be, yet, you know, 2017 comes and you're back and you're here for another season. So can you tell us kind of what your thought process was like in the off season, coming off some injuries, in terms of making the decision to come back and do this for another season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year was kind of the first year I really, you know, wasn't sure what was going to happen, just with some of the injuries and, you know, kind of the way, you know, our season ended up as a football team. So, I knew there was going to be, you know, maybe some changes coming in the off season, and wanted to be ready for those different scenarios. And but I never once, you know, this off season or anything, never once said to myself, "I'm done. I don't want to play anymore." Everything was always, I want to keep playing. I want to keep keep competing. So it was an easy decision for me to keep going. And, you know, I feel really good, you know, this off season, the way my training was. I feel really pleased with that. And I'm just looking forward to this year and learning and, you know, trying to go out there and, as I said, execute at a high level.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting back to Mr. Barron.
Thanks, Paul. I'd like to thank Jim, Mark, and Ricky for giving up their time and participating on the call today. The audio from this phone call we made available within the hour. The season teleconference continues tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern time with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. And we thank you for your participation.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jamie.